Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Kristen.
What are you doing this weekend? And by what I mean, are you going to an Oscar party?
No, I'm not going to an Oscar party. Unless by Oscar party you mean sitting in the offices of AM New York on 34th Street and 8th Avenue late at night in front of a television typing for the next day's story. I'll be working all night covering the Oscars from my desk with a cup of coffee and probably a Subway sandwich. How about you?
Party! That yeah. is a party.
Come on by, Kristen. Come on by.
I might have to do that. I am also going to be working on Oscar night.
You too.
I'm going to be live tweeting for takeaway listeners.
Oh, that's so Web 2.0.
I know.
I'm old media.
You know what? All of this leads us to the most important question of all, though, which is who we think the Oscar winners are going to be.
Yes.
But all before right. we do that, let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date. I think we should talk about who we think should win and who we think will win.
That sounds great. And then I thought for good fun we would throw in a wild card.
A wild card category.
Yes, yeah. A wild card category, which I will pull out of a hat.
Okay.
Rip that envelope open, and I will read the category.
All right.
And then that'll just add an extra element of suspense for everybody.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so let's start off with actress in a supporting role. So for actress in a supporting role, our nominees are Amy Adams for The Fighter, Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech, Melissa Leo for The Fighter, Haley Steinfeld for True Grit, and Jackie Weaver for Animal Kingdom.
Right.
So, what do you think?
I think on this particular one, my should win and my will win are the same. I think it's going to be Melissa Leo, and I think she totally deserves the Oscar. I thought she was really good in it. I like Melissa Leo a lot, personally, in a way, if that makes sense, having not... You know, since I don't know her, but I have a good impression of her, or at least I did until this Oscar campaign of hers, this self-financed Oscar campaign. Have you seen the photos that she ran?
Consider... Melissa Leo looking very pretty with her hair and makeup done.
All glammed up, leaning a little bit forward, I think, in one of those shots.
Yeah, a little come hither.
That, I have to say, sort of bummed me out because I think we have this... I think the reason we like Melissa Leo is because she seems anti-Hollywood. You know, she's been such a hardworking actress down in the trenches doing all these bit parts for years and years. She's later in life. She's 50 years old. You know, she's been on these indie movies. All of a sudden, she's got all this critical acclaim. And it was nice to think of her as not being part of that sort of gross A-list elite in Hollywood. But I guess she kind of is anyway. But I still think she deserves the Oscar. And I think she's going to win it.
You know, I love Melissa Leo. You know I love Melissa Leo. I loved her in Frozen River. I think she's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think her campaign did hurt her. She was favored to win, and I really didn't think she needed to do the self-funded campaign. I thought it was fine she was doing it because why not? What's the big difference between you funding your campaign versus your PR company doing it?
Sure.
I don't think the campaign itself irritated me, but I think it irritated a lot of the Oscar voters.
Sure.
And so that's why I think Haley Steinfeld is going to surprise us all and win. For True Grit. And I actually really liked her in True Grit.
Yeah, you were a big fan of her in that movie.
Yeah, I loved her. I loved that movie. I thought she carried the whole movie. She actually isn't even a supporting actress.
No, she's the lead actress,
yeah,
essentially, right?
Yeah, she was just giving the supporting title because she's a newcomer.
Because she's a newcomer, right.
Yeah, but I thought she was great in that.
Yeah, she was really good. I would say I don't think she's got a shot at that one. I could be surprised, but if Melissa Leo doesn't get it, I think it's going to be Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech.
I am very surprised that you're saying that.
I
don't even think she's in the – no, she's not even in the top two. No.
Really? Oh, you don't think so? Okay.
No, well, I don't think so.
You live tweet me. when they announce it.
All right. Well, you follow me.
I should follow you.
Yeah. Follow me.
I will.
All right. Let's look at actor in a supporting role.
Yes.
For our nominees, we have Christian Bale for The Fighter, John Hawkes for Winter's Bone, Jeremy Renner for The Town, Mark Ruffalo for The Kids Are All Right, and Jeffrey Rush for The King's Speech.
Who do you think is going to win this one?
I think that Christian Bale is going to win. I don't want him to win.
I know. You did not like him in that
movie.
As
I've said repeatedly, he showed every type of range of human feeling, by shaking.
Yeah.
I am shaky. I am shaky. And I talk fast. I'm shaking, 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 talking fast, shaking, talking fast, shaking. That's my imitation of Christian Bale in The Fighter. Oh, sorry, Christian Bale. But I would love it if Jeffrey Rush won.
Yeah, well, he's really good in that. He's really, really good in that film.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Some people have argued he's not even a supporting character in that one.
Yeah, I know.
That's almost like a two-lead movie also, if you think about it.
Yeah, he also helped produce it, which might explain a few things.
Oh.
Yes.
It all makes sense now. Yes. But what about you? You know what? I know you love that Christian Bale.
I did. I really liked his performance. I thought he was really good. I think, to me, The Fighter was – to me, that film was a conventional sports biopic that I think was lifted above its genre in a way by Christian Bale's performance. I just thought he was just really electrifying and really fun to watch on screen. I thought he was charismatic and likable and frustrating. And I thought he did show a real range of emotions, not just by quivering. I particularly like the scene where he comes to Amy Adams, Mark Wahlberg's girlfriend in the film, and they have this heart to heart on the porch, you know, and she's kind of calling him out on some of his lies, and he's calling her out on, you know, some of her, not lies, but some of her problems. And they both had this kind of heart to heart, these two flawed people. And I thought that was a really great scene. That, to me, that was almost the scene, more than his sort of pyrotechnic acting, to me that was the scene that made me really think he was doing a great job in that film. So I'm behind him. I'm behind Christian Bale.
Oh, good for you. All right, let's talk about actress in a leading role.
Okay.
We have Annette Bening for The Kids Are All Right, Nicole Kidman for a movie that no one has seen, Rabbit Hole.
Right.
Jennifer Lawrence for Winter's Bone, Natalie Portman for Black Swan, and Michelle Williams for Blue Valentine. Rafer.
Well, I think it's going to be Natalie Portman. I have no idea why. I really honestly don't. I'm only saying that because everybody else is saying that. I have no idea why it's going to be Natalie Portman. Do you?
I have no idea why.
But it clearly will be.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. She has one emotion, and it's called worried. Maybe she has two. Another one called concerned.
In the film, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. And maybe another one called anxious. But all three of them look exactly the same. And that's it. There's not a lot of range of anything being shown there.
I don't feel like she was stretched.
It's really, I'm in a horror movie and I'm freaked out.
I totally agree. And the thing is, to me, in that film, the person who's doing all the hard work in that one is Darren Aronofsky, the camera. The camera is doing all the work
in that film.
The camera is the one that's calling up all the emotions and scaring you and drawing you in. And you know, it's not Natalie Portman. I mean, she's good in the role, but you know, she's just a prop basically for that film. That movie is all about the style and the mood and the ambiance of it and the editing and the sound. It's not really about the acting, but she seems to be the favorite.
Yeah. Well, who do you want to win?
Oh, who do I want to win? If it were me, I would pick Annette Bening.
Woohoo! Me too. We agreed.
You too? Oh, good.
Rafer, we agreed on something.
All right. She's great in that movie. She's so good.
She's so fantastic. Both she and Julianne Moore. I'm surprised they didn't both get nominations.
I could not believe Julianne Moore got shut out. First of all, I thought for sure we'd see them both pop up in the leading actress category. And if not that, I thought you'd at least see Julianne Moore in supporting actress, and she's not.
Yeah,
and
I was really surprised by that too.
I don't know who she ticked off, but
I don't understand. I think that the complexity of emotions that was shown in that couple that has been together for, what is it, 25, 30 years they've been together.
Yeah.
All of the issues that they have in their own home, outside the home, as parents, as a couple.
Yeah.
They just had layer upon layer upon layer of humanness in all of it.
I was thinking the other day about Annette Bening's role, and I was thinking, here's what she is. She is a middle-aged lesbian mother with a cheating spouse. And I just thought, that is a lot. That's a lot to pile onto one character. And that's a lot of subtlety, a lot of complexity in that one character. And it's all in there. It's all in her performance. You know, it's not a one-note performance at all. I just feel like you really understand every aspect of her as a person and sort of where she is in her life. I thought she was great.
All right. Let's do
actor?
Actor. Yeah. Actor in a leading role. This is a really tough one. We have Javier Bardem in my favorite movie of the year, Beautiful.
Yeah.
And by favorite, I mean I hated it.
Least favorite.
Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network, one of your favorite movies of the year. Mm-hmm. Colin Firth in The King's Speech. James Franco in 127 Hours. Jeff Bridges in True Grit. And what do you think?
I think it's going to be Colin Firth. You know, I would bet my house on it. I think he's the guy. He's,
your house?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to change what my bet is so that I can get your house. You have a good house, right?
No, I don't. You don't want my house. No, it's very small. But no, I think it's going to be Colin Firth. I don't think there's any question. And I have to say, I think he really deserves it. I think he's great. I think it's a fantastic performance. He's wonderful in that role. And this is sort of a stupid thing to say because people always say it. I can't think of anyone else who could play that role. I really can't.
I agree with you. I think he's fantastic in it. He deserves to win. I want him to win.
Yeah, he's great in it. I think he totally deserves it.
All right. So let's talk about best motion picture of the year.
All right.
All right. We have Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, The Social Network, 127 Hours, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. And I'm just going to say it. I think that The King's Speech will win.
I think so, too.
And I would really love it if True Grit won, even though it's not it doesn't have a chance in the world of winning.
No, it doesn't. But that's interesting. So you're that big a True Grit fan.
More
than The Social Network, more than Winter's Bone.
I loved all those movies. I actually thought there were a lot of great movies this year and really just a ton of bad movies this year.
Well, yes, that's
true. It was a year of extremes, kind of bipolar disorder at the movies this year. But I really liked True Grit. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, and you know me. I would vote Inception. I loved Inception.
I know you would.
I'm out there in the wind with no support on that one, but I love that movie. I thought it was great. I cannot believe Christopher Nolan is not even nominated in the directing category. Very strange to me, but there you go.
All right. So what we're going to do before we wrap things up, let's do this wild card category.
The wild card category.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. All right. I'm going to pull something out of a hat, and our wild card category is Achievement in Sound Mixing.
Achievement in Sound Mixing. All right.
So our nominees are Inception, The King's Speech, Salt, The Social Network, and True Grit.
Well, Kristen, do you have a pick?
I do. First of all, I have to make clear, I don't have any idea of what sound mixing is.
Right.
I have no idea. But you know what? I think that The Social Network is going to get it.
Interesting choice.
I think The Social Network had a lot going on with sound.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't really know what else to say other than but I'll say what I want to win.
Okay.
Is Salt.
Salt.
And the reason why is, wouldn't it just be so awesome if Salt won an Oscar? Wouldn't that just be the best? It's such a, oh my God.
Because then they'd be forced to put on the poster. Oscar for best sound mixing.
Academy Award
See
winner.
It now.
Salt.
Don't miss it! .! Yeah,
that would be so great.
Yes, you know what? You're right. That would be great.
All right. So, what do you think will win, and what do you want to win?
Okay. So because I am a total egghead about this kind of stuff, I'm going to say that I still think it's going to be Inception. I think these awards tend to go to the flashier films. So I think it will be Inception. I think Inception actually will also win sound editing. I don't know, you didn't ask me that, but I'm going to say that anyway.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
But here's the thing. Weirdly enough, if I've read this right, the guild that gives out these awards to sound people who work in the sound part of the movies gave this award to True Grit, which says a couple things to me. One is that True Grit could have a shot at winning this award. And two is, I actually really don't know what sound mixing is. Why on earth would True Grit get that award? I just have no idea. So there you go.
All right. So you know what? I'm going to be tweeting you on Sunday night.
All right.
And you be in touch with me. And let's just see whether or not I get your house at the end of the night.
All right. We'll add them up.
If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And, Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent.